In a moment, we'll have a conversation with the CEO of Sprint. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. If only I could have told you this would happen a year ago. The Dow went into this penultimate day of trading for 2013, up 29% for the year. The S&P 500 is up 31.8%, the NASDAQ up 39%. In Cleveland, Bruce McCain is chief investment strategist at Key Private Bank. Mr. McCain, good morning.
Good morning.
So the labor market in the U.S. seems to be improving, but how do you see it? Does the underlying American economy support stock prices like this?
Clearly, the economy is getting better. And that means we should have better fundamental drivers for stock prices. But over the course of this year, stock prices have gotten well ahead of the improvement in earnings. And if that continues, at some point, there'll be a reckoning within the markets.
At some point. And so one wonders if it might happen next year.
Well, I think that it's certainly shaping up to the point where valuations have climbed far enough that people are beginning to worry a little bit about that. And to the degree that people are simply trying to avoid bonds and cash, rallies can often go much longer than you would think without fundamental support. But eventually, the music stops and a correction develops, and next year may be the year.
Bruce McCain, chief investment strategist at Key Private Bank in Cleveland. Thank you so much.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Marketplace is listener-supported. I know that just goes in one ear and out the other, but it means it is supported by listeners like you. So to keep our coverage compelling, up to date, up to the minute, if you can, make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will support your daily dose of business insight from us. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. You can donate by going to marketplace.org by the end of the year, December 31st. Thanks. It was a big Friday for the mobile phone carrier Sprint. Its stock went up more than 8% amid unconfirmed chatter that it might someday merge with T-Mobile. Sprint CEO Dan Hesse doesn't comment on speculation, but he's willing to talk to us about all the equipment his troops have been ripping out this year at the cost of some disruption to provide data-sucking smartphones with more speed.
Well, you're right. 2013, first of all, has been a year of rebuilding, and we think our customers will see it as very worth it when we get completed, which we hope to do sometime later next year. You know, sometime we use the analogy of the three little pigs. We're the third pig who's building that brick house. It's taking a little longer, and there's a little bit of disruption. And so, you know, next year what you're going to see is Sprint Spark, which we announced on October 30th for five big cities.
Now, Spark is a beefed-up network for Sprint, right?
Basically, what it means for the customer is your phone can work at about 50 megabits per second. A year from now, it'll be double that. And 2 years from now, triple that. So you're talking 150 megabits per second to the phone.
Avis Rent-A-Car was okay at being number two, but Sprint's number three. I mean, you raised that issue just now. You don't want to be number three. Can some of this stuff help you move up?
Absolutely. You know, we think network differentiation, if you had to differentiate in any area in our business, is the most important. Now, you know, I still believe we'll be number three in size for some time. You know, Verizon and AT&T are so much larger than us. We can have five phenomenal years and still, you know, not necessarily move into the one or two spot just because of the size of the big two.
Now, a few weeks ago, I spoke with John Ledger. He's the CEO, as you know, over at T-Mobile. He was pretty snarky, frankly, about Verizon and AT&T. But I got to tell you, he was all nice about your company, Sprint. And I asked if a merger might be on the list of possibilities. Ledger said, well, on the list of possibilities. Both of you could use more scale, he said, but he felt he didn't have to link up with you. What do you think?
Well, you know, obviously I can't comment about anything, any you know, M&A possibilities specifically. I will say that what T-Mobile has done and what we're doing is we have to be very innovative in a variety of areas, including price, because of the size of the big two. The industry would be healthier and competition would be better if there was some consolidation and number three was closer in size to one and two.
Interesting. Now, I always wanted to ask a wireless telecom CEO about the following. Smartphones will do everything from display videos to helping me with my taxes. But have you ever made a voice telephone call with one? The sound quality can be, what should I say, less than optimum.
Well, you know, we think that unfortunately the cell phone has required people to make compromises in many areas. I mean, I've made business calls where they say, well, look, let me drop this and I'll call you back on my landline. So we have announced something called high-definition voice, where your wireless phone will be the better of your devices between your landline and your cell phone. So today, somebody with perfect hearing hears about 10 octaves. The cell phone gives you about 4 octaves. High-definition voice will give you 7 of those 10 octaves. So I don't think it's going to be unusual at all, you know, 6 months from now, where people will say, you know, let's get off this landline and let's have this call on a cell phone so we can hear each other better.
Yeah, because it's a grim moment when you're on the line with the CEO of Sprint and you have to drop the phone call. Daniel Hesse, Chief Executive Officer at Sprint, thank you very much for the time.
David, my pleasure.
And the Wall Street Journal has been crunching numbers from the online real estate site Zillow. It finds that home prices in 10 metropolitan areas are now way above the peak that preceded the great 2008 collapse. Pittsburgh real estate is up 16% from the previous peak, Denver up 29%. But averages can obscure reality. Take San Francisco, where prices in Palo Alto near Stanford are up 40%, but in lower-income San Pablo, home prices are still down nearly 54%. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.